League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Before turning on the mics with John and Lance, let's pause to remember what they said yesterday in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
What's the system called that allows us to grab air checks?
Jeff Bagwell walked 5 times, and he also was 3 for 8.
It's one of my favorite topics, both of your impending deaths. I'm counting the days.
Because I will be dead.
Good job of killing a segment off of stripper talk.
It's John and Lance.
Wow! Oh! Yeah! All right. 1986, okay.
Yeah. Why does Frank always have to bring up what we said yesterday? Like, I mean, it's just stupid sometimes. There's no context, Frank.
This guy's dead.
This guy's dead?
Lojo Nixon died yesterday.
He did?
Yep. That's why Frank is featuring the song.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like 66. But
he's from here?
No. Well, he was big in Texas, but he was originally from North Carolina. But
same thing.
Yeah, he's been in different movies. I'm trying to think of the different movies he's been in because he kind of had a unique look.
So Mojo Hickson.
Mojo Nixon.
Oh, same thing. Nixon. Nixon. Yeah. Little different. Okay. I don't know any Mojo Nixon. I don't believe I've ever seen him in a movie. I don't believe I have.
I think you have. Let me see. IMDb. You wouldn't see him in Jello Biafra stuff. Let's see. Not Redneck Rampage, not Butt Crack, which got a 3.7.
Butt Crack the movie?
I don't know if it was a movie or what it was.
Rock and Roll High School, Great Balls of Fire, Car 54, okay, so where are you?
Great Balls of Fire was a show about
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't have seen him.
Nope.
Because I'm looking through these and I'm like, where would I have seen him? I've seen him. I know who he is, but yeah, he's gone. So today is the day I expect C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson to win Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year and potentially a sweep of the Big Three. D'Amico Ryan's head coach.
I think that's the.
Where, by the way, we're live from Radio Row. We're here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah,
That's Paul's.
Oh, is Paul doing this?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know he was doing this.
You can't do that. We're actually in studio. But
Paul's out there.
Paul is at a toilet. Actually, he's in a public toilet doing the show from there. And they have Dell didn't put together any toilet flushing.
All the guys from the station, we all go out and have dinner and kind of reminisce and do videos of each other.
Oh, yeah, it's videos of each other eating. Big times.
How come we didn't do that at the Golden Nugget?
Because we didn't want to be around each other.
Because we're super lame.
I was just going to say this.
Of the guys in the video that they're taking, I can tell, doesn't really want to be in that video.
The coolest one of the group
doesn't really want to be there. You can see is like, great, another video of me eating.
We had one meal.
Super lame.
We had one lunch together.
Yeah, and you know what? We don't video because we're not a bunch of lames.
Well,
that's why.
Oh, well, I see. That's different. With just the three of us, we actually saw each other for about 20 minutes outside the show.
Well, that's where it's supposed to be.
We spent 6 hours in close proximity plus the lunch. How much time do you want to spend together?
No, that was enough.
Yeah. Guys, was gentlemen, plenty. Let's do a toast. There were no toasts. No. We didn't do any toasts.
No.
We didn't reminisce about anything.
We had lunch. We made fun of Lance's lunch specifically, and we went on our separate ways.
We were introspective.
Lance ordered hard noodles, and then when they came, he was like, what's this?
Well, I thought it was going to be fried noodles. Those are... I don't know. That's like bird nest stuff. It ended up being pretty good, but it's not what I was expecting.
No, well, apparently not, because you went, what is this? As soon as it came.
And then Dell made a
which
comment.
We enjoyed.
Isn't that the worst thing when your lunch comes? Like, oh, what did I do?
That's not what I want.
It's not a great feeling.
No.
When you think you got out-ordered immediately, like,
being out-ordered sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the king of ordering cocktails. My wife is the worst. I beat her all the time, but she also is too. She won't order different types of stuff, but
yeah. Well, like, my wife.
Oh, it's got bourbon in it. Yeah, bourbons are more complex cocktails.
I out-order my wife
tequila in it
every time because I get Coors Light. Okay, I win.
That's not the same.
Yes, it's the same. I'll beat a
that
beer,
is actually a real thing. That's a real thing in guys' world. I never really thought about it, but you don't want to be out-ordered. Like, it's you against yourself. It's not really you against somebody else at the table. But if somebody else orders at the table and you see it and you're like, I screwed up. Yeah. Like, you're not trying to beat them. You're just trying not to lose. That's all it is.
So
you don't want to lose the order.
Yeah. See, and it sucks because like you go to 10. Have you been to 10 yet on Westheimer and Midlane?
Uh-uh.
It's a good, Asian restaurant.
Oh,
but you got to get the shock and beef. You got to get the shock and beef. It's excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, I have been.
And then I've ordered other stuff. And I'm like, I should have gotten the shock and beef.
I know. You never want to.
No.
And then you get stuck in the rut of being that guy who orders one. Hey, John's here. Get the shock and beef in. Oh, I'm the shock and beef guy. Basic.
Everybody gets the shock and beef.
I might as well be a pumpkin spice latte guy.
Right. So, NFL awards tonight. CJ's a lock. I think Will Anderson is a big favorite and should be. Jalen Carter probably finished his second, might not even after the finish they had. But I don't think D'Amico gets there. I think Stefanski beat him in the regular season. You know, Stefanski had to do it with all those quarterbacks, had to do it with Joe Flacco. I think Stefanski wins.
Are they just shoving a white guy down our throats because they want to just
mix
it up?
I think it's racism. NFL is full of racism.
I didn't say racism.
Well,
it's just kind of a quota.
No. And racism. I don't know if you've seen, but the NFL is just perpetuating it if Kevin Stefanski wins.
It's perpetuating it?
Yeah, racism. Okay. That's right.
Well, in the NFL, media group that I'm part of, and we had like 28 votes or whatever, D'Amico won, and Stefanski was second.
Wow.
So,
but we'll see. Was before the playoffs?
Yes.
It was?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Because after the playoffs, for sure, D'Amico wins.
Before no, the... it was before. I gotta remember. I think it was before the playoffs.
Yeah.
If it's after, obviously, it's an easy. Because Will Anderson also won fairly easily. Then Kobe Turner 2. Jalen was 4. Puka 2. Kobe 3. Jalen 4. Which is how it should go.
Right. Puka is offensive rookie.
No. Right, that's right. Puka was 2nd. So it was Jalen. Yeah, Jalen was 3. Weatherspoon was 4. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, you're right. Puka was 2.
Puka's. CBS Sports did a 34 guys, and CJ got 30, and he got 4. And I think that's probably a good indicator of how the media is going to look. And I think Fox Sports is doing it, right? Isn't Fox Sports doing
I think
it
it's
through
Fox Sports?
Yeah.
Did you see the video of? Did you guys see the video of? Brad O had it. Of it's a pickup basketball game.
With CJ
Stroud bombing in threes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it shouldn't, but it makes me feel better about my quarterback. Tell me if your quarterback is like sticking an 8-iron by the pin, if he's hitting threes, if you see him in a home run contest, you know, a celebrity home run softball contest, bombing him out of the park, does that not make you feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's a dude right there. Unfortunately, Pat Mahomes can do literally all of those.
Yes. No, it did.
And he's the best player in the
You know CJ was balling in California when
he was
growing up.
Oh, he was a good basketball player. Yeah, he was a good basketball player.
Absolutely.
But he's got range. Like, real range. it just made me feel good. I'm like, this is, see, this is so much better when you have a quarterback that you know is good, but then you can see he can bomb in threes.
And he's cool.
Yeah. You know? Like CJ.
And he
is,
loves Jesus. I mean,
he said all the things that everyone's real hot on right now. Jesus, who's red hot right now, if you listen to all of the players and interviews, they're really, Jesus is really having a big moment down right
Jesus
now.
Jesus is having a big year.
He's having a big year.
Brock
Jesus
Purdy,
had a big year.
Brock, have you seen the video of Brock Purdy talking about Jesus at the
big Super Bowl? Big year at the Super Bowl for Jesus this year,
Dale. Year.
He's having a huge year.
Why do you keep saying my name?
A little bit, D'Amico Ryan's. I'm just trying to just show you something because I know that you're thinking, oh, here we go. CJ's doing this again. And I'm like, well.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
And Brock Purdy, when I was listening to that, you were like, oh, my goodness.
You could just tell the look on your face that you're like, here we go again.
My interest in the Brock Purdy sound wasn't about his talk of God. In fact, I didn't hear that part first. I heard him talking about the love he has for his teammates. And I found that interesting.
Yeah, because that's what Jesus wants you to do. Love your fellow man as you love yourself.
Not like Jalen Green loves his teammates.
Philistines 3:15. Love your neighbors as you love yourself.
I didn't say Jalen Green. You
not that kind of. Not Micah Parsons love his teammates.
I didn't say that. You did.
Not that. No one ever says that except John. I don't even think about it until John brings it up, and then that's all I can think about. Unfortunately, I had 30 the other night. Leave him alone.
Andre Johnson.
Do you think, by the way, you don't think D'Amico wins?
I think it's close. I think it's going to be
really close.
I think it's a coin flip.
I think it's got a chance. How about, I got to check and see if this would be the first time the player, the offensive, defensive, and player were ever swept by a single team.
Offensive and defensive? It happened last year.
And I'm sorry, and coach.
And coach.
Although most people would say, offensive, defense, nice, but MVP and offensive player of the year and defensive player of the year. Like so, but I wonder if rookie happened with last year with Sauce and Garrett Wilson, and it can't be coach because they already have a coach in place. This might be one of the first times it's ever happened.
All three,
if it happens,
yeah.
Or you know,
what about executive too?
I guess the bigger deal would be offense. You know, would be MVP, defensive player of the year, and head coach of the year, something like that. Because MVP and offense player of the year not going to be the same. And the MVP is going to be an offensive player.
Yep. Offensive player of the year is probably going to be Christian McCaffrey. MVP. Lamar.
I bet you the executive they give to Les Snead.
Screw Les Snead. He says F them picks.
I know.
And we got, that's all we did with picks.
How can a guy who says F them picks win? Of course, he did have Puka Nacua in the sixth round and Kobe Turner in the third round. We had pick number
Tank?
2 and 3.
We had Tank.
Yeah, we had Tank.
Okay.
We had Tank.
And we use him at guard. Okay. Tank is so
Tank
versatile.
He's not a guard.
Yeah.
He just had to dig out of safety on the goal line.
Most
161 players do.
How many 160-pound players do they put at guard?
In my write-up on Xavier Worthy, I put, we'll struggle to dig out safeties near the goal line. I want to make sure.
Everybody.
You know, that dude has legs. Like, he is so skinny. My goodness.
Where do you rank the Tank playing guard thing as things you'll never let go?
Jeremy has every time Carlos Correa comes up, he talks about mound visits.
But that's somewhat nonsensical.
Yes.
But we have examples that cost your team. You have
Do you count Lee George in the leadoff or no?
He's kind
I'm off.
You've fallen off.
Every time George is mentioned, I don't say that.
That's a good one to fall off. Okay, Jalen Petrie, anything?
Jalen Green, I'm never going to let that go.
No, you're not. Eight outs away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eight outs away?
Ooh, eight outs away. Good Lord. Yeah, AJ, I'll never forgive him.
Is that number one still? Because it's a World Series.
Yes,
not
I'll never
not
forgive
a rookie
AJ.
Wide receiver.
Wait, it was less than eight, wasn't it?
No, it was. Wasn't it eight? It wasn't.
No, it was the game.
Six or,
no,
it was the eighth inning.
Yeah.
Was the eighth inning?
I think it was four
Frankie
outs away.
Frankie didn't go that long.
No, I think it was four outs away.
No, Will Harris came in the seventh and gave up.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe.
Frankie was not.
Yeah, Dell's. I think Dell's.
Whatever. Won. It's just Will Harris. That's all you have to say.
Will Harris came in the seventh.
Well, no. It's not even Will Harris. It's
Garrett Cole.
No, Garrett Cole will never go away.
Yeah.
Will never go away because All right, when we come back, we'll talk about dynasties. But it was no Garrett Cole, and that's one you'll never let go. Jalen Green, he's on the list forever, obviously, for you.
Yeah. Like Rex Ryan is always going to be. It's always. Toes are always in play.
John's got a lot of these, actually. This is something I didn't even think about. Rex Ryan.
I was trying to limit it to Houston stuff, okay. But yeah.
No, but there's things that you just immediately attach. If you're talking about women's feet, Rex Ryan's got to come up.
Jalen Green can have – Jalen Petrie could have a huge day. We could talk about a great tackle. I'm like, glad he made one. If he made a tackle at the goal line to save the game, about time. Doesn't balance out all the other ones. Like, that's how that would look. He could have made the tackle in the Super Bowl like the linebacker from the Rams made against Tennessee. You'd be like, great. I don't even know if that cancels out all the misses he had.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you've got some, you're more than welcome to get in here. I've got GiveMeTheVin.com. I got John Clay Wolf. I've got what I think he's the best. And you know what? The sales kind of prove it. You know, when you're talking about a couple of Bs, that's a couple of billion that John Clay Wolf is – he does every year in buying and selling vehicles. That's a lot, people. He's all over the country. He's been doing it. He does it. And the reason that he's so successful at this is because he gives you more. If you're going to sell your car – one of the biggest in the world at buying and selling vehicles. It's John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVin.com. You can hear him Saturday morning right here. He's nuts. The show's crazy. Whatever the case, here's the deal. When you want to sell your car, you at least have to go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. Get the most for your car at GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Planet Unicorn, hey.
Planet Unicorn, Unicorn Planet.
Houston is all systems go.
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
How about, how did you celebrate Jose Altuve Day in the city?
Well, Altuve Crane Day.
2-7. That's his number, 27.
27. Oh, February 7th.
February 7th was Jose Altuve Day.
Clever.
And they had the press conference.
Pretty clever.
Yes.
What did I do yesterday to celebrate? What did I do yesterday to celebrate? What was my...
Just, how did you honor Jose Altuve?
I rode up to Michigan linemen who were...
Well, that's...
No. That was the other day I wrote those guys up. Yeah. Did I write up in honor of Jose Altuve? Another had to be a smaller guy.
Well, see, now small jokes coming out.
No. It's just what it is.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. He's a giant in the industry, and here you are.
Oh, yeah. I wrote up a couple of Michigan offensive linemen in his honor. A linebacker from Ohio State who used to be a running back.
Nothing says Jose Altuve like a linebacker from Ohio State.
I wrote up a linebacker named Steel Chambers. Okay. That is either a great name, a porn name, or, I mean, Steel Chambers, starring Amber Wood and Steel Chambers.
Well, okay. Or it could just be Steel Chambers, a superhero. This doesn't have to be a porn star.
No, but Steel Chambers does sound like
that. Does kind of.
Lexington Steel doesn't sound like one.
Here's what Jose Altuve sounded like yesterday on talking about staying in Houston.
My wife and I have a lot of conversations about if we're going to go somewhere else, if we're going to stay here. And I think, you know, the best case scenario was always here. You know, I come back every day after the night game and I see my daughter sleeping. I can wake up the next day and take him to school. So that was kind of like the conversation where everything started and we decided to stay here in Houston, that we will never move from here.
Okay, let's just be honest. This is the easiest contract they've ever gotten done.
Yes.
At a very reasonable price for what Altuve is still doing at the time. We'll see how it lasts. But, John, why can't all players be like Jose Altuve and just want to stay, well, for the Astros, and just want to stay with Houston teams all the time at reasonable numbers that will make them wealthy beyond their wildest dreams, but also maybe help us keep other players?
Yeah, no. He's like the Tom Brady of of the Houston Astros, taking mm-hmm. less, just knowing and leaving money on the table for everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's what he does. He's a super. He's the GOAT. He's the second base GOAT, mm-hmm. The best ever. But how about that he also said, you know, when we go home to Venezuela, we're going home. But then when we're in Venezuela, we say we're going home to Houston. Houston will always be my home.
Mm-hmm.
It touched my heart.
Yeah, me too. Jose Altuve is a treasure. And Jim Crane has also got to be like, you see, this is all it needs to be, 25-5. Kyle, can't we do this?
Oh,
$125 million, isn't this?
Don't think, Kyle.
Aren't you going to be rich beyond your wildest dreams?
Well, $125 million. And what's he making this year? He's going to make 12-something this year.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, how much money do you need? Honestly. Well, stop already.
How much money do the owners need?
Boy.
No one really asked. A lot of people, you know, how much is too much for an owner?
Did you see how Buster Olney was, like, just slobbering all over Jose because he took so much less? Like, $25 million is nothing to anyone anymore.
Yeah, but do you think, I'll bet you if you put him on the open market, you'd get a 4-year deal at 35?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, he is 33 now.
No, he's 33, but is he playing like it? He'd get four at 140.
No, did you
probably.
See his numbers the last 162 games?
Yes, they're really good.
No, he's like the best player in baseball over the last 162 games.
That's what I'm saying. And he doesn't really show signs of slowing down. I think we can, more likely, we can expect 2 more years of this, and then there will be a slowdown, and then you got to see, you know, what year 4 looked like. So 5 years is probably not going to be a great contract, but so what? You've gotten over with Jose Altuve. In terms of your total value, he's made $128 million up to this point. Jose Altuve is a phenom. You've gotten over. It's not. I mean, it's what both sides agreed upon. It's what both sides agreed upon.
SpotTrack says it's more like $170 million right now.
Well, they're including other salaries.
Well, they're including the early salaries.
And you still. No, it is $170 million.
Yeah.
It's still for his entire career.
Yeah. Right. So.
Played 11 years. He's
since when is $170 million nothing anymore?
No, but
what happened?
Jose, you got below market value on Jose pretty much his whole career.
You've done well. He you know what though? This is how
he's done well. You've done well.
This is how it should be. So we don't have to spend $15 or $22 on a beer there.
Yeah, but
I mean,
owners,
I know that it's
you
the
don't
market.
Think owners are going to keep it at yes. It would be great. Everything eventually gets passed on to fans.
That's all right.
That's why fans
always.
get the bag. And then what they don't realize is the bag is going to stay the same with the owners. Your tickets and your drink prices and your parking is all going to go up. Everything that is involved in it will go up for you. Everything's a pass on.
Right. And it passed on to us, always.
Yeah,
always.
It's passed on to us. It's not, you think the owners are not getting there. I like it when the players get over the owners. Well, they're both getting over on you.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So here, I loved what Dana Brown had to say too. He says, "Who's the heart of this organization?"
Jose Altuve is a special human being. Jose Altuve is the heartbeat of this organization. He's a franchise player. He's on pace to be in the Hall of Fame. He's a fan favorite, and without a doubt, he's the spark to our clubhouse, to our dugout, and he's an Astro for life. With that said, I want to announce a 5-year extension to his contract on top of 2024. And this commitment to him and his family will make them Astros for life. We are honored to have this man as one of our better players that we've ever seen in Houston. And congratulations to Jose Altuve for spending his entire career in Houston.
Okay, so one thing
wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're assuming that he's not going to play after the 6 years.
No, he's not.
Yeah, 39? I'm not sure.
It's possible, but
He could go for 3,000 if he doesn't get there
Astro.
Yet. Right,
as an Astro,
he may. There, it may be.
Jim Crane.
Yes, yes.
How did Dana Brown not congratulate Jim Crane in that missive?
Because he's probably on his way out right now. As a matter of fact,
because I feel like we set a tone that it should be a dual congratulations.
Yes.
John.
I said that.
John, so how did Dana
today
Crane...
Today is the day to celebrate Jose Altuve and Jim
it's
Crane.
It's odd considering how we started yesterday's day.
Yeah, well, how
that
is that
Dana
not?
Brown didn't continue it and start congratulating
well,
Jim
here
Crane.
Well, here's Dana Brown talking about that very thing, the cost, what it costs to be good, and who's writing them checks.
Are we celebrating it? Let's hear it.
Let's see.
No, I mean, I say it costs to be good. And so these players that we're bringing in, it's pretty special. You know, Hader is pretty special. And, of course, extending Altuve and having him in this organization, that's pretty special. And so when you want to keep the core group together and you want to continue to win, you know, you have to make these type of decisions. And, you know, we have the fan base to support us. You know, we have an owner in Jim Crane who's very dedicated to winning. And so we're going to do whatever we can do to keep this thing going.
John's had – you can't see if you're not on YouTube, which you should be, ESPN Houston. You can watch the show on YouTube. John has his hands up and saying, look, I'm right. Did he celebrate? Did he say, let's celebrate Jim Crane?
He said, what a great, great man.
He said, we have an owner who's committed to winning.
That's right.
And no one,
not like Lance
now,
thinks.
No. Now, does Jim Crane – listen. If
Lance thinks he's Ebenezer Scrooge.
No, I don't. I just know that if you're in the free, if you're in the marketplace, you're done. I just know that. Unless you're a reliever. If you're a position player, if you're a reliever, get ready. The Brinks truck of like $10 million is backing up. $11 million. If you're an everyday player and you hit the market, you're done. You're cooked. We already know that. We've seen that across the board. I've never seen a player get to the market.
And Altuve.
Yeah, I've never seen a guy get to market and stay. But with that said, we would celebrate a general manager if he'd made good moves, right? Bringing guys in. James Click did a great job with bullpen the year they won. Jeff Lanoa celebrated in the city. I do think we have to, I don't want to celebrate Jim Crane, but I do think we have to acknowledge Jim Crane when he's willing to hang on to play when, you know, when he helps to bring a championship team, which he has done with paying guys. Now, I don't think it's been hard decisions. I don't think it's been decisions that have really hurt him where like it really hurt. Signing Jose Altuve to this deal is a deal that anyone would have agreed to. It's a no-brainer. I think everything he has done, extending early, Altuve, Bregman, Jordan, those are really no-brainers if you want to buy additional years on. Oh, here we go. We're celebrating Jim Crane again. But I do think Jim Crane deserves some credit, not necessarily for Jose Altuve. I mean, that's...
What are you talking about?
I don't know. That's the easiest.
Absolutely.
Hey, would you like to get a Hall of Famer below market value who's still one of the three best players on your team? That's not hard, is it?
You buy Motti a Netflix to watch Taylor Swift, and you want to be celebrated for that. Dude spends $125 million on Jose Altuve, and you ain't celebrating it, okay?
I don't have to celebrate it.
Okay, that man spent his hard-earned money on Jose Altuve. $125 million. Okay, that's what that man did, and you, Marty, guess what you get? Taylor Swift, but you gotta watch it on TV. Forget them tickets.
No, we went to a movie theater.
Okay.
Yeah, it was huge.
Okay,
it was like being at a concert. And the second thing is, do we also sell? So are we doing? Are you playing this for the Montero deal, or are you playing this for
the Abreu deal?
The Abreu
came
deal
through in the postseason.
Yeah, oh, which I don't know, deal? Maybe. Which deal? Maybe.
I can't blame Jim Crane for those deals. I can't blame him for putting Bagwell in a position to make those deals. But we're celebrating the man who decided to finally pay someone. So let's congratulate Jim Crane.
Finally pay someone. Is that it? He's over the tax threshold, and he's finally paying someone. You too. You know what? You know who we should celebrate? If it's a celebration, then you need to have Daisy Dip. Okay, it's a celebration for Jim Crane today.
A party.
Okay, and it's a party. So if it's a party, then you need to bring Daisy Dip. You need to bring the French onion. You need to bring. I think I'm going to bring it to Warehouse Live on Sunday. I'm going to bring me some Daisy Dip there. Yeah, the French onion dip. It's awesome. It's perfect. We're going to have a bunch of people there, so let's dip our chips together. But you know what? No double dipping. I don't need that. I don't need you double dipping in my life. If you've got any kind of a party, bring Daisy Dip, French onion dip, or ranch dip. It's a must this holiday football season.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the only sports radio on FM in Houston.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So much to talk about here this morning. What about Andre Johnson isn't going to get in tonight? Torrey Holt is more likely. Who gets in first, Reggie Wayne or Andre Johnson?
Reggie came after Andre into the league. I'll say Andre.
Never having double digits touchdowns is hurting.
You know, if John McClain were still, had not retired, would it be a better deal?
He might still be on that Hall of Fame ballot committee thing.
He's not a sports football writer
anymore.
Doesn't
matter. He's a merit. I mean, you know, No. John McClain was at every news conference for the Texans, hasn't worked for the Chronicle in how many?
I know, but you got to be a pro. Well, yeah, maybe he's still a member because he is still doing something. Maybe he is still Pro Football Writers Association. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Because he still does some stuff with.
Well, he did some stuff with 610 all year, but I don't know that he's writing. I don't know.
Yeah. I think
he could write for Sports.
By the way,
do
you see he's out at 610?
Yeah, he's out at 610 now.
Yeah, I think after the Super Bowl, he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he did write for the website for them.
Okay.
A little bit. Yeah.
So that should keep him.
I would imagine John McClain can stay on that Hall of Fame committee as long as
he
wants.
Well, no, I think you have to be part of the, you have to be an active member. That's why baseball writers, people get excited when baseball writers leave. And retire because you think, okay, maybe that's one less cranky guy who's
a
pious voter.
Well, he can write for Sports Map for free if he wants, I'm sure.
We can help his brand.
Yep, it would help his John McClain
build
brand.
Build his brand.
Yep, so John McClain, we're here. Okay, give us a call.
Charlie Palillo does. He does videos, writes articles, and he's like, he is at every game still.
He loves
it. He has a credential.
I've
and he is literally. Of course you have.
And he's actually keeping the score.
Yes.
He's keeping the score.
No, he keeps score. He's at every. Well, in baseball.
Baseball.
But he goes basketball. He goes Texans. He goes to. I mean, still.
He still does that stuff.
Great. Good for him. Absolutely.
God bless.
Charlie keeps it real. I did ask a question, or I did bring up something. I was listening to Mike Greenberg and whoever else was on his panel with him. And then we're talking about dynasties. And I bring this up because it's Astros related. Now, they never mention the Astros by name ever, not once. They were talking about Kansas City, if the Chiefs are a dynasty. Do you consider the Chiefs a dynasty? Do you have, first of all, do either of you have rules for dynasties? Or is it just feel?
It's feel for me.
Is it emotion or are there rules attached to a dynasty?
For me, it's got to be long term, like San Antonio Spurs. Like New England Patriots.
Were the Atlanta Braves a dynasty?
Not to me, no.
Okay.
Because they only won once.
They don't consider the
Astros. You know who was a dynasty? The 49ers were a dynasty. The 80s. The 49ers of the 80s were a dynasty.
So he brought up.
The 70s Steelers were a dynasty.
He brought up all those
the
teams.
The Browns in the 50s.
He brought up all these.
Yeah.
And 90s Cowboys.
Yes, 90s Cowboys. I hate to say it, but yes.
He brought up all of those teams.
They won 3 out of 4 years, so I guess, yeah. The Yankees were a dynasty in the 90s.
He brought up Yankees.
Yeah.
90. Like all the ones you're talking about, because they're pretty much known as dynasties.
I guess the
right?
Chiefs and the Astros are too. You know what? They're almost identical what they've been doing.
So they will not, they do not include those two. And these are now they never mention Astros, but when they're talking about, they said, Pat Mahomes must win to be in consideration for a dynasty. How many championships does Pat Mahomes have?
2.
Okay. They believe, Mike Greenberg says, the rule is really, the unwritten rule is you need to have 3 championships to be a dynasty. And while it's uncomfortable for me as an Astros fan, because I'm like, I don't know. Because the other argument, counter argument to that, another guy was saying.
So Golden State is a dynasty for them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they've won 3, and it's been a long run.
Yeah.
And they've won 3. And their thing is, yes, they're, and if Kansas City wins, they're a dynasty. The other guy was saying, wait a minute. Oh, they won 4. Oh, 15. 15, 17, 18, and 22. So, yeah, they're definitely a dynasty. Or they were.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over now. But it was a long run. And as long as the Astros, it was the same kind of run, even maybe a little bit longer
so far.
But they had 4 championships. But the Astros have gotten a 4 World Series. And they've won 2. They've 7 ALCS championships. I feel like you get to the World Series 4 times in a 7-year span, ALCS, to me that feels like a dynasty. When Greenberg sets it as you don't get into the conversation unless you have 3 championships, I could understand it. I feel like, though, the Astros are a dynasty because they also win when you don't expect them to. When they're maybe down a little bit, they still get there. Like, it's not just complete dominance all the time. They have to get over the hump sometimes. Just this year, you know, look at what they did to make it into it, and then they got to ALCS again. They were a game away from getting to the World Series. But the other guy was making a point. Wait a minute. Pat Mahomes in football, it's tough because of the parity of salary cap and the parity of the draft. It's hard to get to an AFC championship game 6 years in a row, which they've done. Like, they should, and they've won two championships. They should be considered a dynasty. I kind of feel like, I guess it depends on your definition of elite. For example, I'll make it an example. I don't use elite very, very easily. I think Mike Greenberg and others don't just say dynasty easily. They acknowledge that you've got 6-7 straight years of great, but they want to see three championships is where the conversation starts. What do you think about that? I can't argue that makes some sense, but I feel like the Astros are a dynasty.
I don't.
And we're still in the middle of it.
Who crowned Mike Greenberg the?
What's just his opinion?
Well, yeah, it's opinion. That's right. It's exactly it. So Mike Greenberg's opinion, it's not. But in my opinion, the Astros have definitely been, and then the Chiefs have definitely been, a dynasty during this time. They dominated.
But you don't think Braves. So then you clearly have, because theirs was even longer.
Made two.
The Braves,
but that was
even
11 years.
Braves is even longer.
Right, 11 years.
They made.
I guess mine is two titles then. Mine is two.
Just as long as it gets to the Astros now.
Right.
Well, I'm asking, is that what you're saying? I mean, 7 straight ALCS. Okay, the Braves also didn't have to deal with wild card, but whatever.
Right.
The Astros have gotten to the World Series 4 times. To me, that counts.
Yeah.
If you've won half of your appearances, because the other guy was saying, well, if the Chiefs keep getting to the Super Bowl, even if they don't win one, that's your count. To me, yes, it's going to count, but it also kind of hurts you. Like LeBron, the one thing that people point to in LeBron is, oh, look at his record in championship series. But he gets there a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, getting to the championship series is a major, major deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting to the Super Bowl is a major deal. Getting to the World Series is a major deal. 4 World Series appearances in 7 years with 2 wins. I mean, for me, I think that's a dynasty.
I do, too. I think you're in enough. The Astros, I was listening to Jeremy and Joel yesterday, and they were comparing the Astros situation to – Jeremy compared them to the Cardinals and the Rays. And Joel said, well, you're never going to be the Yankees. And I'm like, wait a minute. Guys, those teams, none of those – all those teams would love to be – and I guess it was because of where they are in their minor league system. Who cares where they – I know the Astros don't have any top 100 players. Who cares? They've used all of their assets to go and win and win and win. And this window's not closed. I don't know where this whole thing about, well, it's about over. It's just, why? Why is it about over? I don't get it. They're awesome. They continue to be awesome. They continue to dominate the league. Every team in baseball, the Dodgers included, would love to be the Astros over the – every team would love to be the Astros over the last 7 years. Every team.
But you don't think
they're the best team, period.
But we just acknowledge that we have just assumed that it's done with Bregman and Kyle Tucker. I
don't care. It's been done with guy after guy after guy. But you know what they do? Reload. And they make great decisions. They continue to do this.
But do you see it on the horizon? Like, who do you see coming up?
I don't care. I don't see it. No, but it's not my job. You know what they do? You know what they did? They got Josh Hader for 5 years. You know what I didn't expect them to do?
But tell me the position, but the position players who you're going to have. Well, and I think people are just saying it's almost over because they don't see it in the future. Like, where are you replacing all of these guys?
They don't do it. The Astros have done it over and over and over and over.
I know, but Jeremy Peña didn't have a good second year. Bregman, your third baseman, is going to be gone. You got an old first baseman. Your right fielder, who's an MVP candidate, is gone. You got Jake Myers and McCormick. I can see where people would say, where's it coming? Like, if you knew there was a couple hammers in the minor league, you go, oh, this guy and this guy are coming up.
Don't forget, you're feeing up $35 million when Bregman leaves. So guess what? I think you can get another player there.
Yeah, it would be the first. Yeah, it would be. But as a position player, we haven't seen, like, we've seen an old guy at a shorter-term deal in Abreu. We have not seen them buy a first baseman from market value. that's other than like a 2-year deal.
Yeah. Okay, but
older guys.
But I don't know that they won't. And again, Jim Crane. If Jim Crane is at the helm, you ain't losing. Jim Crane ain't losing. Okay, period. Jim Crane ain't a loser.
How are you not playing your music? There it is. There it is. Willie Fritz, University of Houston head coach, is going to join us at 8:30. At 8:30 this morning.
We'll talk to Willie Fritz. I love that. That's great. Time for me.
You ain't losing.
No, you ain't losing. At U of H. Nope, you ain't losing. You got Willie Fritz coming on board, and we'll talk to him in just a little bit. Right now, though, I'm talking about Houston Powder Coaters. I'm talking about Robin, and she ain't losing either. Robin's been doing this for a long time. I don't want to give her age away, but I'm going to tell you this. She's awesome at what she does. Robin says, you text me the pictures of your patio furniture, and I'll tell you whether or not we can save it or whether or not it's worth it to save it. You, my friends, need Robin at your side, helping you out. 20 years, over 20 years she's been doing this. 5-star customer service, great Google reviews. See for yourself. They'll pick up and deliver absolutely free. Houston Powder Coaters is great. Great at what they do. The process is unbelievable how persnickety, how the primping and priming and how they take care to make sure that everything is perfect. Straps, slings, all of the things for your patio furniture to make it look like it's brand new again. You get your team's colors. If you love a team, you want your team's colors, they'll do that as well. All you need to do is go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com or call 281-676-3888. Tell Robin you heard it right here. 281-676-3888.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All your base are belong to us.
All your base are belong to us.
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
Odell and Kim Kardashian getting serious. Odell Beckham Jr.
Good for...
don't say it.
Is this the first athlete that she's dated?
No, it's actually third football player. Miles... Not Miles Simon.
This makes
Miles
sense,
Austin.
Though.
Reggie Bush, Odell Beckham Jr. right now. They say they're getting serious. I saw that yesterday.
Wasn't the tall guy she married?
Chris Humphries, basketball.
Chris Humphries, yeah. Mm-hmm. Was he really an athlete, though?
Pete Davidson, basketball player.
Yes, he was in the NBA.
Yeah, he played. He was a big.
Real basketball.
Well, yeah, but he played against plumbers.
No, he didn't.
No, he played in the non-plumbing era when LeBron played.
Mason's dribble package? Forget Chris Humphries. He crushed. He crushed.
Well, that's accurate, Chris but Humphries. Still. So, yeah, so they're getting... Remember when the world thought Odell Beckham Jr. was going to be this, finally, Lamar's got a weapon. The guy off the ACL tear?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That should be, or was it an Achilles? No, it was an ACL. Like, I did think Zay Flowers was a legit weapon. Odell really didn't do anything.
But okay, how long has he been going with Kim? Of course he's not.
Oh, they said
well.
Almost a year.
Yeah. Of course he's not any good anymore.
It is a jinx.
That is a jinx,
yeah.
So she is...
There's a Kardashian jinx.
So she wins in business all the time.
Look what happened to Kanye.
She wins in business all the time.
She does,
makes
yeah.
a lot of money, yet she's a jinx?
Yeah. No, she's a sports jinx. Every guy she goes out with.
Just follow the dots.
Odell was done before her.
Follow the money, though.
Odell didn't even play last year because he was injured. He was done before her. On today of all days,
they say Odell's
National Women in Sports Day. You're blaming a woman.
That was yesterday. I saw,
and you're blaming
Vanessa
a
Richardson's
woman.
Post. It was yesterday's national. You can't have two straight national. This isn't a month, Del. It's a day.
I think every month is Women's.
When
month.
Do we get a National White Men's Day in sports? What, Del? Don't laugh.
White
don't
men laugh. In sports.
Why
day?
Can't we get National White Men's Straight
you,
White Man's
you
Day?
You guys
in sports?
Had it for the first 60 years of professional sports in America. It's done for you guys now.
But we can't...
White, cisgender, male sports
I don't
day.
Know if you've heard,
yeah.
but there
is
was a time...
Is it just because it's too wordy?
It is pretty long. It's not catchy. There was a time where it was only white, cisgendered, male sports day in America.
Yeah.
It's no longer
that's
a thing.
That's a long time ago now, Del.
Well,
okay,
we've evolved.
That's a long time ago.
Time to start giving us our credit again.
I mean, we don't...
Where's our credit?
We lost golf. I mean, come on.
To who?
to Tiger.
He had now he's gone. You got it back.
SEC guy got rid of Tiger again. Yeah, you got it back.
We got all the Euros trying to come.
You got
in
it back.
Rory,
it's not as fun anymore.
Rump.
I don't know if you heard,
don't
they're
worry,
still
Tiger's
white.
Out. He won't watch as much now.
It's not a. I don't know if you heard. Rory and Jon Rahm are still white.
Yeah,
Jon Rahm is Spanish. Not,
we're talking about white guys.
Rory
that
is
overalls.
Irish.
That's
we're
white.
Not talking about people. We don't say people who say nigh, which means now. That's Irish.
Yeah.
Nigh. What's he going to do?
Irish
nigh?
People are white.
I'm watching The Tourist now. I'm back on my Irish accent. And it's an Australian girl. Oh, there's a good Australian girl on that one, too.
What?
It's not Michelle Keegan good, but The Tourist, you might want to check that one out. Now, and golf is now a Saudi sport. It's not an American sport.
Saudi-backed sport?
No, it's a Saudi sport. Saudis own that sport.
What Saudis are playing
Saudis
golf?
Saudis own John and all of his people. If you want to play soon, when you go and it's the starter and you get to the starter and you go to show your receipt, it's going to be a guy who's a Saudi guy who'll be like, all right, that's good.
That's not, that no.
No more beers at the course?
No.
That's out. You're going to lose everything because it's going to be a Saudi sport.
It's going to be cart path only to keep the grass?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I'm out on
no,
golf.
I got a feeling the Saudis would let you, like, I think it'll be more gaudy. I think the carts will be more gaudy,
yeah.
And you'll be able to, like, you know, drive right up to the green. I think they want to, they cater to the player. It's going to be more expensive. Your round of golf will be $400 a round.
Yeah, I think.
Yep.
Let's get Giovanni in here. He wants to talk about Taylor Swift, but who doesn't?
It's about time we get some Taylor Swift talk going.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to know what y'all thought about Boomer Sison reporting that the NFL is going to be paying for Taylor Swift's jet to the game and also paying for her luxury suite. And I actually had two questions. The second one specifically for Dell. I wanted to know if Dell's going to be purchasing the new Dune popcorn bucket. Thank you.
The Dune popcorn bucket looks like – have you seen it? Oh, the old Dune or the new Dune, John?
No.
I watched part of the new Dune.
Timothy Chalamet. Seen any of the Dunes.
Okay.
It's that one guy that looks kind of soft and womanish.
Chalamet.
Speaking of Kardashians.
My wife thinks he's beautiful.
Speaking of Kardashians, he's dating, not Kendall, he's dating Kylie Jenner.
Oh.
Who is?
Chalamet.
Chalamet?
That's too much for him.
I knew you were going to
say
that.
Why? No, it is. That's too much for him.
It's of the Jenner sisters, she decided to look more like a Kardashian, while Kendall said, I'm just going to look like a Jenner.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She's too much. She was on the WAP video.
Too much for you, man.
Kyler's in the.
Considering that conversation we had.
Kyler's in the WAP video. That's too much for Timothy Chalamet. She will break Timothy Chalamet in half.
Why do you think she's too much
for
him?
What are we talking about? Look at her and look at him. He's a waif.
It's good to be Timothy Chalamet today.
It's been that way for a while.
She's just looking at him like this.
Then why is she dating him? They've been together for a while.
Clout.
She's trying to get clout from him.
That billionaire's trying to get clout.
She's clout chasing. She's not even a Kardashian.
He just hates on any guy who gets a woman.
She's not even Kardashian.
That billionaire needs some clout.
Yeah.
She's not a billionaire.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Kim Kardashian is.
No.
I'll check.
Yes. She's a B. Yeah. The good B, not the other
she's
one.
She's got a B, is
she's
what he's saying.
She's got a B. Yeah.
What were we? Oh, the Dune popcorn bucket.
She's
like,
worth $680 million.
She'll get there.
She's not a B.
Which one? Kylie or
Kylie?
And what?
She's a poverty Kardashian.
Wait a minute. What's the other one? What's
Kim is the one who's making all the money.
What?
Kim, I guess, is the billionaire. Kylie's going to get there. She's already at 680.
One of the Jenners is.
No.
Well, I don't know.
No, Kylie is the one you're thinking of. She's the one that's
the business line.
Now, man,
cosmetics.
When you see old pictures of her, it's like, man, she is completely.
Yeah.
You could literally, if you got enough surgeries like them, and they do it pretty well. Let's be honest, you could escape. Like, you could get away from somewhere, and people wouldn't recognize you.
But the original question is the Dune bucket. It looks like one of the sandworms, the giant sandworms that come out of to grab things, eat people,
yeah.
Or machines. The popcorn bucket looks like the sandworm's mouth, and you stick your hand down into the mouth and get the popcorn. And the answer is no. I don't care.
They're doing that at the theater. I saw the new Dune is going to be coming out.
Yeah. I don't know if it's strictly at theaters or is it a collectible. I'm not sure. But, yeah, the popcorn bucket looks like the sandworm, the mouth. No, I'm not doing that.
When we come back, I want to get into a couple different – and we'll start breaking down Super Bowl. Don't worry about that, guys. I know you're waiting for us to break down Super Bowl and tell you about mustards or whatever from Radio Row. But I do want to get into the Dartmouth ruling and National Labor Relations Board. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. I want to go a little deeper into that. And then Don't forget Willie Fritz, University of Houston's new coach, head coach, is going to join us at 8:30 on the phone. So really looking forward to talking to Coach. We shared an elevator ride together coming back from Senior Bowl. He was there representing Nelson Caesar and Patrick Paul. Mike Broomgren was there for McCaffrey. You know, all the coaches go and
did you two share a cab? Players. Did you two?
No, we didn't, but we talked. He's going to go
share
coach
a lasagna?
My dad's. We did not.
How about when we were having lunch, Lance tried to get some of Dell's chicken?
Well, we were going to share. We were doing sharesies. One of the best way that you order is you're not sure. You're like, ooh, this is so hard. You say, you order that, I order this.
Which one
this is what me and my wife will do, and I'll say, okay, and we'll share this.
Ooh, this is so hard. So beyond the phrasing of that,
okay.
What are you,
this is such
which one
a
of
hard
us
decision.
Do you think is the woman in the relationship who said, yeah. who
this
uttered
is
that?
Such a hard decision.
No,
here,
it's
let me
not.
Have some of your garlic chicken or whatever
hard.
You have.
It's not a hard decision. This is what I want. I'm eating
chopsticks.
It.
Yeah.
I was going to give you some of my hard noodles or whatever they were.
You mean those noodles you didn't want?
It was uncomfortable. I can tell you people.
So was a salad.
It was, yes. His salad was uncomfortable.
Oh, salad was,
it was chunky.
You guys are, no, you guys are.
No, you were gross. Time to talk about.
It was a dressing. It was a creamy dressing.
And listen.
And you turned it into, you sexualized the salad. You're a horrific person.
If you have issues with, a colleague, an employee, someone that you work with, maybe you need HR, okay? Maybe you need HR, and if that's the case, then HR&P. HR&P is who you need. Listen, we love HR&P. You can call up here and ask Laura Beavers about HR&P and what HR&P has done for us. You're a business owner. Your business is growing, okay? It's maybe getting out of control. You're buying more trucks. You're getting more employees. You've got more insurance worries. You've got more payroll worries. You've got all of these things that are adding up, and it's just growing, and that's a good thing. That's a great thing. But you can't manage this stuff because you don't have the expertise in the payroll game, in the HR game, in insurance, 401ks, all of those things. Now, HR&P doesn't sell the 401ks, the insurance, all of that, but they give you options. Let them do the work. Let them do all of the legwork, and you can benefit from that. Are you looking up what the best insurance is for your 401k is for your people? You don't know that. HR&P does. So if you're somebody that's your business is growing and it's starting to get out of control for you, or you don't kind of love your payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm an idea man, Chuck.
What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it! Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.